everybody, and welcome back to the Toad Eye Service Podcast. So today we are going to discuss the 2020 iPhone SE, which Apple released just a few weeks ago. But first, I want to say that we want to thank everyone on the front lines, all the essential and healthcare workers, and make sure that you're staying safe and healthy and smart. So let's dive right into it. Make sure to subscribe to the Toad Podcast and favor the Toad Podcast. You can favorite us on Anchor, listen on Spotify, and make sure you can send in voice messages to us with questions you have, thoughts you have, feedback you have, and we can include that and do an episode about it. You can also email us at hellotoadeyeservice@gmail.com. So let's get started. So Apple recently released its new iPhone SE model. Some may say that this is the perfect, you know, feature-balanced phone, while others doubt it deserves the tag of a special edition phone at all. Either way, let's go over the pros, the cons, and thoughts about the newest iPhone to hit the market. These days, everyone looks for something a little different in their iPhone. Maybe it's the great camera or improved specs for gaming. The iPhone SE, coming from my personal opinion, has just the right balance of all the interests one may have in their smartphone's capabilities. Lately, the Apple lineup, and really the smartphone industry overall, has produced these super-sized powerhouse phones at high price points. I guess that's sort of the direction we're going, but I think that Apple's 2020 iPhone SE was a good disruption to these extremely powerful and huge phones that we've been getting the past few years. So the size of the iPhone SE is the most popular size that Apple makes, and may appeal more to the average person than phones that have screens of, you know, half a foot in length or more. As the everyday person's photography relies more and more on their smartphone, the iPhone SE may have been a disappointment because of its quote-unquote average camera. However, I refuse to believe that the new iPhone SE's camera is just average. So let's break down the iPhone SE a little more. So, pricing. To start, the iPhone SE comes with a price tag that is rarely found for 2020's smartphones and cell phones and other phones. From Apple, you can take home the iPhone SE for $399 at their 64-gigabyte version, for 64-gigabyte storage version, but you can get it for as low as $229 with a trade-in. I've seen this phone as low as $100 with a service plan, though, but don't let the cost trick you, though. The iPhone SE has the A13 Bionic chip, which is Apple's best chip. When I first got my hands on this iPhone, I could immediately tell that it was fast, really fast. And the performance and speed of this iPhone exceeded my expectations. So let's talk about the hardware and size aspect of the phone, and all the buttons and that sort of thing. So the phone is made of Apple's aluminum and glass material pairing, which has become sort of standard for this category of Apple's iPhones. The home button, one camera type of iPhone. The screen is a 4.7 inches, which is or was a common iPhone size. I would recommend that you get a good case and screen protector for this phone, as the glass back and overall design and look is just so sleek that you don't want to damage it. The phone's lower end price compares to other iPhones, or compared to other iPhones, means that you may have to pay up to the same amount as the phone cost you just to get it repaired. But not to worry, though, because this phone is water and dust resistant at 1 meter for up to 30 minutes. But, you know, get a case for it. The 2020 iPhone SE is produced in black, white, or product red. For me, the product red looks the coolest, and a lot of what you pay for the phone will go to COVID-19 response when you purchase the product red. Overall, this iPhone is an optimal size for holding comfortably and fitting in your pocket, things like that. All the typical buttons and other things on the shell are pretty much the same on the iPhone SE. The upgraded SE uses a home button instead of the home indicator bar that's featured on the iPhone X and newer phone models. Another cool thing is that you can change the effect of the home button sensor to your liking. I think there's 3 different options, so that's nice. This phone doesn't have a headphone jack either, so you'll have to use Bluetooth headphones, AirPods, or other headphones with a lightning connector, such as the EarPods that will be provided to you with the purchase of the 2020 iPhone SE. So earbuds or headphones, something like that. Make sure it has a lightning connector, though. On the back of the phone, you get the flashlight and a single camera. I actually thought I was looking at this iPhone 5 compared to an iPhone 10 compared to an iPhone 6, and then there's an old iPhone 4 that I have somewhere. But compared to the iPhone SE, the flashlight is actually getting really powerful and bright. I mean, you get this new sort of circular design. The iPhone 5 and I believe the older iPhone SE had a sort of rectangular oval design for their flashlight. Not that it really matters. The camera actually does a great job and should be adequate enough for those who take pictures here and there, or maybe, you know, take a few photos a day. You get a slightly limited portrait mode and many other editing options for your important photos, so nothing to worry there. A few other features to note about the 2020 iPhone SE. You get 4K video, Apple Pay, so ability to really stream games and videos in high quality. You get Apple Pay, so use Touch ID. The new other iPhone models, some of the other iPhone models now use Face ID for Apple Pay, but you can still use Touch ID for that without using a credit card. Haptic touch sensor within the device, so it's similar to 3D touch. It feels similar. There's sort of vibration, little sense touch that you'll feel on the screen that'll go to your finger. It's essentially like a vibration. That's what it feels like, at least a little vibration. And you can do that. You can do that with a lot of different, in a bunch of different app settings. And then if you like, you know, do your haptic touch sensor on an app, specific app, like on the home screen, lock screen, whatever it is, or with notifications, it all works. I think it's very similar to 3D touch. There'll be a little difference, but not too much. You also get quality battery levels. This thing lasts me. I mean, I haven't charged it in a couple of days. Most likely, or at least not for more than, a few minutes. And it's only down to around 66% on low power mode. So you really get a good battery life for, you know, people who use it for an average amount of time, not heavy iPhone users. And you're going to get your iOS 13 support, full iOS 13 support on this phone model and beyond. As Apple says, iOS made for iOS 13 and beyond, so you'll probably get iOS 14 whenever that comes out. I don't know if that's delayed because of COVID-19. Maybe not, because Apple's WWDC is on June 22nd. Okay. And augmented reality, which is pretty cool, and more. Another thing is you can also have a business and personal phone number on 2020 SE. So you can use it for your business side of, using your device for the business side and personal side, and have 2 different phone numbers and make input, output, like make calls or accept calls, answer calls, take calls, whatever, from both a personal and business phone number standpoint on the 2020 iPhone SE. It's made for easy and quick wireless charging. It even worked in this clear case that I had. Wireless charge is really easy, with any wireless charger you have. I just had one that I got from a free sample, so it works but it works fine. I don't know if it's as fast. I have not tested that on how fast it is with all the capacity and what storage you have. I have not yet, though, unboxed the, I believe it's a 5-watt charger that they give you, cable connector for that. I do not know how powerful that is, but I think it can go up to more watts, maybe 18, 12, 18, I don't know. But it can definitely get, you know, a lot more wattage if you want faster charging. I heard that it can go up to 50% battery in 30 minutes, but that's probably with the more advanced and faster charging cords or wireless chargers. Wireless charging wires or wireless chargers, cables. So, who should and shouldn't upgrade to the redone iPhone SE? Well, if you're using an iPhone 10 or newer phone, you're probably good where you're at in terms of your phone model, right? You have a pretty advanced camera, Face ID, no home button, really something that was breakthrough for iPhones, you know, back in 2017, just 3-4 years ago, just a few years ago, when there was, you know, rumors about this, you know, maybe 4 years ago, and it was rolled out maybe 3 years ago. So in that sense, if you got the iPhone 10 or new, you probably don't have to upgrade. But like people I was, but other people who are using an older iPhone SE, like if you have the original iPhone SE, it's a good time for you to switch. So why not choose this awesome new model? Like, I was even sometimes using the iPhone 5S, I believe, or 5S, which was similar, I guess, not as good as the iPhone SE in terms of it, the original iPhone SE. It was the same in size, but, you know, original iPhone SE has more of the features and power of the that the 6 had. And even then, now I'm switching, and, you know, it's good to switch. But if you're an iPhone 8 user, you don't really need to upgrade unless you want a much faster phone and essentially the same build, right? So if you want the A13 Bionic chip, then, you know, if you really want to upgrade. But if you're looking at, like, iPhone 8 versus iPhone SE 2020 at the similar pricing standpoint, it's probably more worth it to go for the 2020 iPhone SE. There are talks about an iPhone SE Plus, which could potentially be similar to a 6, 6 Plus, 7, 7 Plus, 8, 8 Plus theme, where the same features are packed into a larger device. The iPhone SE is definitely worth your time, even if it's just to research it. That's all for today. See you next time. Please make sure to subscribe and favorite our podcast. You can listen on Spotify, Anchor, and about 5, 6, 7 other platforms, all your favorite platforms. Submit your voice messages so we can do podcast ideas while during this whole quarantine, shelter in place, stay at home experience with COVID-19. We want to bring to you the best and get you to experience the best out of your technology during quarantine, really. And so hopefully you'll enjoy listening to these podcasts. Please, please, please email us with your comments, questions, feedback, suggestions, all of that at hellotoadeyeservice@gmail.com. Stay safe out there. Stay home. Stay smart. Thank you.